Good morning. I can't believe it. It's already Thursday of Holy Week. It's March the 28th, and it's Maundy Thursday. I'm Susan Kent, and this is your wake-up call. Will you join me in our prayer of consecration? Wake up, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. And I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, Sticks and Stones. Hear now the word of the Lord from 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 through 21. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Now consider this. The pain of sin comes in many different forms, but possibly the most painful and the most prevalent is the pain that comes from our words. As a child, you probably heard that sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. But that is a lie. Our words have a lasting effect on others. They remain firmly planted in our memories and can rear their ugly heads at any moment. And for some reason, the power of negative words seems to be so much stronger than the power of positive ones. It's Thursday of Holy Week, and many of us will attend church services tonight, remembering the Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples and how Jesus washed their feet as a sign of servanthood. Yet, it was on this night that two of his disciples would hurt Jesus with their words. Judas' betrayal was premeditated. He had gone to the chief priests and officers of the temple guard to plot how he might betray Jesus. Peter's denial was predicted. Even as he promised his loyalty, Jesus knew that he would falter. At the Passover meal, Jesus turned to the disciples and told them, "Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Surrendering the pain of betrayal and denial might just take the strength of Jesus, but it is in following after his example that we can actually find restoration. It's not enough to just love the Savior who gave his life for you. The evidence of your love must be in how you love others. Remember that being altered creates space to encounter Jesus, and it offers a surrender, and then it experiences a shift or a transformation in our lives. Loving others is the evidence of a shift in our hearts and in our behavior. As you enter into the worship space to remember Jesus' last meal with his disciples, let it be a time of laying down the pain of words that have been spoken about you or over you. Lay down the words that you have said to others, confessing that they did not show your love for a brother or a sister. As you surrender, allow the Lord to replace that pain with his mercy and restore the wounded places of your heart. The prayer. Jesus, we are sorry for the ways that we have betrayed you and denied you. We are sorry that we have not loved you with our whole hearts, and we have not loved our neighbors. Forgive us, we pray. Amen. The questions. What wounds have you carried from words that have been spoken to you or about you that you can lay down today? And what wounds have you caused by your words? Are you able to confess and ask for forgiveness? For The Awakening, I'm Susan. Have an incredible Maundy Thursday.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.